Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's a new day dawning. Sing the song again. Well, glory to God. We worship your holy name. Worship the Lord, everybody. Get a song in your heart, as my precious mother would say. When she would see that I was sad as a teenager growing up, she'd say, Robin Lynn, get a song in your heart. And she would dance me around the living room. Get a song in your heart. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining the Family Church of Jesus Christ. We are international. If you're new to the broadcast, welcome, welcome, welcome. I am the Apostle of God, called and anointed, honored to be a part of the kingdom, to teach the word of God. Excuse me. And so we just thank the Lord for this day. Let's pray. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Oh, God, for this time, this season, bless the people that are listening to this broadcast today around the world. Let them have ears to hear of your love that never leaves us, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. Thank you, Father. Heal the people. Spirit, soul, and body, Lord, bless their lives. Bless them, Lord, as we share your word today. In Jesus we pray. Amen. Well, again, thank you for joining us. I am Reverend Robin Tabish, and I am honored that you are listening today. Please join us on Facebook Live. I have a college, the Worldwide Bible College, that I teach on Mondays and Thursdays. And join us there. Also, the website of www.thefamilychurchjesuschrist.com. You should have the information there. I'm so sorry. My voice is like trying to give out on me this morning. It's 7 o'clock in the morning here in the United States. But God is good. And nothing could keep me from speaking the word of God. Amen. But join us on those sites, on those media. It's also my phone number, our office phone number. It's listed there. You can contact us that way or by email, thefamilychurchofjesuschrist@gmail.com. But thank you again for joining us. We are honored to be a part of your life, to be born again through Jesus Christ and to the Father, that we can come boldly to the Lord. Today, I want to share with you about, do you have visions? Do you have dreams? God cares about those. Even the prophet Habakkuk, he said, let's turn to that book, Habakkuk chapter 2. Habakkuk chapter 2. It's one of the little books. It's Jonah and then Micah and Nahum. And then it's Habakkuk. And it's, right before Zephaniah. So Habakkuk chapter 2. And the prophet is speaking there. We can come to the Lord. He is our Father. You can share everything with him. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me, what the Lord will say to him, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. In verse 2, the Lord will answer you back. Listen for his voice. In verse 2, the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. In verse 3, for the vision is yet appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. In verse 4, behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright him, but the just shall live by his faith. By God's faith. The just shall live by God's faith. Here God is saying in verse 2, to write down your vision. If you could see in my home, I have a few things. I make pictures. I put scripture to it. I date it, and I give it unto the Lord, my vision, the dream that I see that God has given me, and your heart's desires. God wants to bless you. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of his people, of his children. Write it down and make it plain, exactly what you want. If you see a bus for your ministry or for Bibles, materials, if you need a car, if you want a house, write it down, draw it, make it clear, and then wait. Thank the Lord for this. Praise him for it. It says in 1 John chapter 5, verses 14, 15, 16, this is the confidence that I have in him, that if I ask anything according to his will, that he hears us. And if I know that he hears us, then I will have the petitions that we desire of him. Write down your vision. Make it clear. Make it plain. I have one up in my office that I dreamed of a church that I built in the Asian country. And I saw it 3 years before it happened, with the cross on the top, the bell, the windows, the courtyard, the entryway. I saw it all. And I have now been in, praise the Lord, in that dream, in that vision that I wrote down. It is now. It is debt-free. It is full of people, blessing people's lives with the word of God, changing lives, blessing our children. We have sewing classes, adult reading school. We have so many things going on in that vision that I wrote down. It came to pass. I waited. It was not late. It was in God's time. It says the just shall live by faith. Even in Romans 1:17, the just shall live by faith. Paul and all the apostles quoted the word of God. They had scrolls. They quoted it. Galatians 3:11, the just shall live by faith. Hebrews 10:38, the just shall live by faith. And here it is, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. the just shall live by faith, the righteous, the children of God. We have been the righteous, been made the righteous of God through Christ Jesus. As we humble ourselves before the Lord, as 1 Peter chapter 5 says, to humble yourselves, 5 through 7, humble yourselves, come before the Lord, because he resists the proud. But here, humble yourselves, and it says, he will exalt you in due time, in the correct season. God has that plan and purpose. But it says back on our main text again, in Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, that you wait and stand upon your watch, and you see what the Lord is going to do. Wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. As the Lord gave me a precious song from his word in the Psalms. Let me see if I can find this here. And I believe it's 27, but let's look and see. Psalms 27 and verse 14. It says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, wait, I say, wait, I say, on the Lord. Sing it with me. It's Psalms 27:14. This is waiting and watching on your vision that you write down clearly. Get a piece of paper. It doesn't have to be fancy, or make it fancy unto the Lord. But Psalms 27:14. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, wait, I say, wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. God will do it all if you cast your cares upon him. You say, oh, Reverend Robin, you don't know what I'm going through. Hey, God does. If you believe in the mighty, supreme God, Jehovah, the creator of all things, he's still creating today. His word never stops. He says, write down the vision plainly and make it clear what you see, what you want, what your heart desires. As a good father, don't you want to see your children's dreams come true? Sure we do. So write it down. Put it up somewhere so you can see it. Then claim it. Wait for it, because it will surely come in verse 3. It will not tarry. It will not be late. God is never late. And so I encourage you today to write it down. Wait on the Lord. Let him strengthen you. Keep doing the work of the ministry, telling your neighbors you love them. Share the good love of God that never leaves us. Our God is alive. I thank you again for joining us today. God is so good. His love will never fail us. Just trust in him today. And this is Apostle Reverend Robin Tabish. Please send in your prayer requests, your praise reports. Maybe you want us to come to your church, no matter where in the world. If it's God's time, write down the vision. Speak it clearly and see what God will do. Wait upon him. Be of good courage. Don't be sad. Bless him, Father. Bless the people this day. Amen. Well, I will be back on Wednesday. We do Monday, Wednesday, Friday. God bless you.
your song.